B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
What's up, Romero? How are you?
Good. How are
Melissa,
you?
Melissa, Pebbles, Leroy. How is everybody?
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
Good morning.
What do you got?
I'm good. So I just wanted to share a funny story about you, Romero.
Mm-hmm.
We went to high school together, which is why I'm remaining anonymous. I'll tell you my name afterwards. But
great.
So Romero, yeah. Romero was an upperclassman. He was 1 year ahead of me, so he's older than me. So I was in 11th grade. He was in 12th grade, and we shared an English class together. And I thought it was strange that he was in my English class because I knew it was 11th grade English, Mr. Fayo, Miss D. So you remember her. So anyway, we get towards the end of the year,
yeah.
And Mr. Fayo says to Romero, "Romero, what grade are you in?" And he goes, "I'm a senior. I'm graduating this year." She goes, "You do know that this is 11th grade English, right?" Long story short, we might have to revoke that high school diploma.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't even remember that, but I believe it. Can I tell you something about high school? I swear, English in high school for me was such... That was the most messed up class. I went to Catholic school up until the ninth grade. And then the ninth grade, I went to an all boys school, Malden Catholic. I could not handle it. I begged my mom. I said, "No, I need to go to high school with females." So she sent me to Everett High. And when I finally went into my English class, I'm in there, and one of my cousins who was, how old? He was a year younger than me. He was in this class, and it was all Asian and Hispanic and African kids who had thick-ass accents in this class. And the class was literally like the teacher holding up a book going, "This is a book. Say book." And everyone's like, "Book." And I'm like, "What the hell is going on here?" Anyway, long story short, I was in an English as a second language class.
Stop it.
In the 10th grade for ninth graders. So I think that's why I believe your story, because I feel like they just messed me up for the whole.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I'm
behind every year in high school.
Every year I was behind, but like they were just like, because they saw my last name Torres. And because I was coming in the 10th grade, they were probably like, "Oh, he's coming from another country." Oh. And for my entire high school career, my English class was always like, so that's why I believe your story.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny. So listen, but anyway, that was so long ago. I'm graduating. I hated that school.
And then by the time they figured it out, they were like, never mind. Let's just give him his diploma.
That's hilarious.
That story, you know what? I don't even remember that story specifically that she's saying, but I believe it because when I, ever high school was such a joke when I went there. I don't know how it
People
is now.
People repeat classes all the time in high school, I feel like.
Yeah, it was so bad. And I had to convince them that like I knew how to speak English properly. I'm like, I was like,
"Do you?"
Yeah. No, well, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Listen, there's levels.
Right.
There's learning English, there's speaking English and having terrible grammar, there's speaking English on a basic level. Yep. I think that's where I'm at.
Okay.
And then there's like fancy English. I'm not there.
Fancy English.
Yeah, people who like use big words, they try and like
I think you're pretty good with certain big words. Yeah, I think you're okay with it. Grammar might not be your thing, but I think you're...
I'm still middle class. Don't try and jack me up to the upper class.
Well, I'm not saying you're, you know...
there's just some people that I can't hang with in conversation, you know? Like, I'll be like, "Can you say that a word again? Slower?"
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.